Say faith.
Faith.
For finances.
Finance.
Is that important?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the just shall live by faith, right?
Yes.
Well, the just shall live by faith. Does it take finances to live?
Yes.
I don't know what you're gonna do without it. You gotta have finances. Well, we live by faith, therefore we finance by faith. Say that. We finance
by faith.
Not necessarily, you know, with the works of our hands, although that's good sometimes, right? But we live by faith, and we faith for finances. And that's what we're talking about, faith for finances. Acts chapter 20. How does faith come?
Hearing.
By hearing and hearing.
Yes.
By hearing and hearing. So, you know, you might not have got it all the first time. So you want to hear it again. I've heard this before. Well, good. Then you've got some more hearing to do, right? So Acts chapter 20, and let's pray. Holy Ghost, I worship you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for speaking to us this evening right now through your word. I receive it, I believe it, I thank you for it, and quicken the ears of the hearer that they may know exactly how to go, what to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, hallelujah. So did you find chapter 20?
Yes.
Acts chapter 20 verse 35. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, according to this verse of scripture, it's even in red in my Bible, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So first of all, is it blessed to receive?
Yes.
You're blessed when you receive, right? We're all in the process of receiving things, receiving our harvest, receiving a blessing from God. Would that be good? Receiving a blessing from God would be good, right? Because then you're blessed. So receiving is a blessing. Did you get that?
Yes.
Do you want to be more blessed?
Yes.
Well, I wish there was a scripture that said somehow there was a way to get more blessed. Let's read this again. It is more blessed. Who's more blessed? Me's more blessed. Or we are more blessed. I'm more blessed to give than to receive. Now think about all the receiving you could possibly do. If you could receive this and receive that and receive the other thing, right? Wouldn't that be good? Yes, what's more blessed than that? So there must be a blessing that is greater than just the receiving in giving.
Yes.
Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be more blessed, we have a prescription here where I need to be more blessed. I need to be more blessed. So, well, here's a scripture about being more blessed. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And a lot of times, you'll know this, you just got so blessed by giving to someone, haven't you been? And it's just more blessed. You feel better, you know, things are happening and moving in your direction when you do that. Are you getting this?
Yes.
So let's go to Luke chapter 6. Faith comes by hearing. Faith for finances. Do we give finances? Yeah. If I give finances, then I'm more blessed financially than I was before I gave. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Are you there?
Yes.
Give. Say give.
Give.
Give. What would that mean? What you have, right? If it's finances, then you have fine. You give. And it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So you gave it one measure, right? And then the other measures came to you, right? And here you could imply that these are different measures of giving, even, you know, there's different measures of giving and how committed you are and what kind of blessing you want to see. But anyway, my point here is that you're more blessed when you give. Why? Because good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men, say men.
Men.
Where are men? Men are in the earth. They might not even want to give to you, but they're supernaturally drawn to you. Say, men,
men
are supernaturally drawn to me. And you have favor that includes being good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. Are you here? Is this any good? Is this the word of God? Does that just also say that you would be blessed more by giving? Right? Didn't mean you weren't blessed in the first place. We're all blessed, but we're going to be more blessed. Say more blessed.
More blessed.
More blessed when we give. Why would you say this during the offering time? Because you're going to be more blessed after you give than you were before you gave. Right? According to the word. Let's go to Galatians 6. We'll make this short. Galatians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. And let's look at verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate or give financially unto him that teaches in all good things. Is this in your Bible?
Yes.
So is it a good place to give if someone is teaching all good things?
Yes.
According to the word, we got those other things out of the word, that you're more blessed and it'll be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, right? So here it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. So it's a good place to sow your seed or to give. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Well, he just said we were talking about finances, giving to a teacher, right?
Right.
And then he said, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows. Well, whatsoever was the man sowing that we were just talking about? He was talking about money. So if you sow money, and I know a lot of people don't agree with this and don't like it. Well, too bad. What Bible are they reading? If you sow money, you reap money. Whatsoever you sow, say, I reap money.
I reap money.
And I reap it in good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, do men give into my bosom? Is that any good?
Yes.
He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Say, I shall reap, and I'm not fainting. What are you going to reap? More blessed. More blessings. Say, more blessings,
more blessings
are coming to me
coming to
now,
you.
In Jesus' name. All right. Are you getting this? Well, glory be to God. So, if you have your tithe and your offering, hallelujah, hold it in your hand. Hallelujah. Say this after me. I give. And it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, do men give into my bosom.
I am blessed
and I am more blessed,
now.
In Jesus' name, amen. Good. You knew that. Hallelujah. And he's good all the time. Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and you walk with him by saying words, by speaking words, by declaring his words. Some of those words you can say and should say, since he is God and he is in the earth, is, I worship you, Holy Ghost. You should do that on a regular basis. You can also speak in other tongues on a regular basis, daily. That's what I mean. And when you're speaking in tongues, you're walking with God, because you're speaking words, right? You're in the earth and you're speaking words in the earth. You walk with God by speaking words. You can also decree the scriptures. Well, who came up with the scriptures? The Holy Ghost came up with the scriptures. So if you're speaking his words in the scriptures, then you're speaking in agreement with him and you're walking with God, right? God who? God the Holy Ghost. The only part of the Godhead in the earth today. So anyway, if you go with me to 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, hallelujah. Did you find it? Let's just pray again here. I like to acknowledge the Holy Ghost when we read his word. Holy Ghost, to worship you. I thank you that you have written this word, that we can preach by it and live by it. I worship you and I thank you for it. And I ask you to quicken people online, quicken people here, that we may know you and walk with you even better and to a fuller degree in our day. In Jesus' name, amen. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Whew. Did you find it? Let's look at verse 13. We, who's that? Oh, that's we. Yep, that's us. We, having the same spirit of faith. Now, the spirit of faith. The same spirit of faith as who? As God, right? Or you could say, you know, the old saints, the people before this verse of scripture, but we'll see what's going on here. We having the same spirit of faith according as it is written. Who wrote the scriptures? The Holy Ghost. So obviously, we're at least talking about the Holy Ghost. We having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Now, if we take it to the degree that we should take it, that the Holy Ghost wrote that, right? The Holy Ghost wrote, say the Holy Ghost wrote that.
The Holy Ghost wrote
and
that.
Then he said, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, right? So this is the Holy Ghost saying that. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore, what? Speak. How does God do things? He believes and he says something. Remember, light be. That's how he began everything, right? So we having the same spirit of faith. Now, the Holy Ghost, this is another one of his names. The same spirit of faith. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of faith. You understand?
Yes.
He is the spirit of faith. It is one of his names. And we, like the Holy Ghost, have the same spirit of faith because we're born of him, you understand? Therefore, we're going to walk like him.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. He is the spirit of faith. It's one of his names. Now, some people would accuse me of dropping faith, of not preaching faith. Of course, they have not listened to anything more than maybe 5 minutes of a message and say, oh, you're too Holy Ghost centric. Well, they haven't heard enough. And how can you be not preaching faith if you're preaching the Holy Ghost and He is the Spirit of faith?
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
So when you're preaching faith, you're actually preaching the Holy Ghost. You understand? Because He is the Spirit of faith. So let's just look at this briefly. Walking with the Holy Ghost is walking with the Spirit of faith. Go to 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 1. Is this any good? 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 19, holding what?
Faith.
Faith. Holding faith. What is it to hold on to something? You hold on to it, you don't let it go, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how far you go in the Spirit, you still have to hold on to faith. Why? Because He is the Spirit of faith. Faith comes by hearing. Do you remember that? And hearing by what? The Word of God. Who gave us the Word of God? Who wrote the Word of God? The Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So holding faith and a good conscience. Is that good?
Yes.
Which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. So if you put away your faith, you put away your good conscience, you're going to be shipwrecked. But it says specifically concerning faith. We're not putting faith away, because to walk with God takes faith, even though He's God in the earth today. We're not being spooky in our walk with God. We have to walk with Him by faith.
That's right?
Right?
Yes.
And He is the Spirit of faith. So it says, and holding a good conscience. Well, I know how I got here. And you should know how you got to where you got. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how you got here. You know, because you would say, well, I worship the Holy Ghost. Well, you didn't just get there by stumbling over it. You got there by a progression, specifically Jesus leaving and having not returned yet, sent thee another, the Holy Ghost, and knowing that He is God, you begin to worship God. Pretty simple, right? And people will have a problem. Ah, you worship the Holy Ghost. Well, what if I said I worship the living God? Would that be better for you? Oh, I worship the living. Well, who is the living God? The Holy Ghost is the living God, and He's in the earth today. He's alive. He's in the earth. He's the Spirit of faith. We walk with Him by faith. Are you getting this? So I'm holding a good conscience towards that. I'm not trying to pervert something so I can go there. I have good conscience toward it.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Yes.
And I'm holding faith. Holding faith, read it again. Holding faith and a good conscience. Are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see? Woo! I know how I got here to Holy Ghost worship. And I preach faith. They're not separate entities. They're the same thing. I preach faith because He is the Spirit of faith. Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Romans. Chapter 10. Well, you don't believe faith anymore. All you preach is Holy Ghost worship. Well, then you're ignorant of the message. You're trying to put something on me that doesn't exist, because I preach faith because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of faith, and you wouldn't have any faith without Him.
Yeah, that's right.
And you want more faith? Try worshiping the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 10, are you here?
Yes.
Romans chapter 10 verse 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the what? The word of faith which we preach. I preach the word of faith, that the word is near you, it's in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard me say that? The word is in your mouth and it's in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. He's the same spirit of faith which he believes and speaks.
Right.
He speaks and believes. He believes and speaks. We have the same spirit of faith, and he is the spirit of faith. Are you getting this?
Yes.
This is the word of faith that we preach. The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. And while you're right there, just because we're really right there, go over to verse 17, 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Are you getting that? Second, you don't have to turn there. Second Peter 1:21 says, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's how we got the scriptures. Holy men of God spake or wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the scriptures that we get our faith from came directly from the spirit of faith or the Holy Ghost. Wouldn't that make sense? If the spirit of faith said something, spirit of faith, Holy Ghost said something, then faith would be in those words. All right, you getting this? Well, I preach this stuff. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. It says it more than once. It says it all over the Bible. The just shall live by faith. So if we're talking about living with the Holy Ghost and walking with the Holy Ghost in the earth, how are we going to do it? By faith. Faith is a lifestyle. Meaning it's how we live. Say it's how we live.
It's our lifestyle.
Speaking, what is the spirit of faith? Speaking and believing. Believing and speaking. Say speaking and believing.
Speaking and
believing and speaking. Welcome to faith, and welcome to the walk with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. You can't get around it. It's who he is. Go to Romans 9. Still in Romans, right?
Yes.
Tried to keep you there. Romans chapter 9. And then let's just look at verse 1. Remember that verse of scripture we just read? You got to hold faith and a good conscience. To hold on to faith and a good conscience. Say, I've got to hold on to faith
and a good conscience.
You're holding on to it. Look at verse 1. Romans chapter 9, verse 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My what?
Conscience
also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your conscience going to be happy? In the Holy Ghost. Your conscience is born witness with the Holy Ghost. Are you getting this? I would say it's impossible to walk with the Holy Ghost and have your conscience not be good. But it's possible to not walk with the Holy Ghost and have your conscience corrupted. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Is this any good? All right. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Whoo. So who bears witness with you? The Holy Ghost. Anyway, needless to say, coming up to this point, he is a faith God. Who is? The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and he is a faith God. He's the spirit of faith. He believes and says things. We believe and say things. If we believe a scripture, what should we do with it?
Speak.
We should speak it.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we acting like then? We're acting like the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Faith is not contrary to Holy Ghost worship or worshiping the Holy Ghost. You just have a deeper revelation of who the Holy Ghost is, that he's God in the earth today. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But it still does not negate all the principles that you've learned in walking by faith. Right? So he is a faith God. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. Would it be okay for me to preach faith then?
Yes.
Being someone who worships the Holy Ghost? Of course. You would have to, because he's the Spirit of faith. It's one of his names. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Look at this. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. So who are we coming to? We're coming to God. Right?
Yes.
I'll check that. Coming to God. And what are we doing? We're believing that he is. So we're coming to God in faith. Right? Mm-hmm. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Is that true? Mm-hmm. So he's a faith God, and it's impossible to please him. What? Without faith. Mm-hmm. He's a faith God. He's the Spirit of faith. Say the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost
is God in the earth today.
He's
the Spirit of faith.
He's the Spirit of faith.
And it's impossible to please him, which is our object here, right?
Yes.
It's impossible to please him without faith. For he that comes to God, the Holy Ghost, must believe that he is. And I've been down this road before. You must believe that he is what? He is God. Holy Ghost is God, and he's in the earth today. And that not only he is and in the earth, he is a rewarder of those who diligently pursue him or seek him. Right?
Yeah.
And how would we diligently pursue and seek him if he's the Spirit of faith? By our speaking and believing. Number one and two. Or two and one, however order you want to put it with. And I say it that way because if you speak the Word of God, faith comes by hearing, and then you believe the Word of God, and then after you believe the Word of God, you speak the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dynamo. You getting this?
Yes.
So without faith, it's impossible. Say impossible.
Impossible.
It's impossible to please him. It's impossible to walk with him. He is the Spirit of faith. He speaks words and believe they come to pass. Let's just go up briefly here to verse 3, chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by what? The Word of God. So that things which appear, or things which are seen, were not made of things which do appear. What are the things that didn't appear? His belief. We already read that. He believed things and then he said them. He believed in the light, and he spoke the light, and it came to be. Right?
Yes.
This is who the Holy Ghost is. It's how he does stuff. And we believe, and we speak. We have the same Spirit of faith. It's how we do things. It's how we walk with God. So if God does that, which he does, obviously, he believes and speaks. He's the Spirit of faith. Is it possible that we walk with him if we don't walk the same way and speak the same language and believe the same things? No, it's not. If you want to turn with me to Amos chapter 3, verse 3. If you can find it quickly, Amos is one of those small books, sometimes hard to find. Right after Joel, right before Obadiah, Amos chapter 3, page 594 in my Bible.
1058.
Or 1058. 13 what? 18? You'll find it one of these days. What? 991. None of these imagine up. What's going on here? Anyway, Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Is it underlined?
Yes.
Is it circled or something with,
yeah,
you know, dots on it? Something. can two walk together except they be agreed? And the word agreed means to say the same thing. It's a literal translation of it. Can two walk together except they say the same thing? So they would be believing the same thing, right? We're talking about walking with God the Holy Ghost, who is the spirit of faith, right? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Well, the answer is no, they can't. They'd be walking opposite of each other or against one another. Are you here? So if we have the same spirit of faith, where we believe and speak, and the Holy Ghost has the same spirit of faith as we do now, that he believes things and speaks something, we, in order to walk with him who is the spirit of faith, then we have to believe and say the same thing. Is this making sense? That's called faith. Faith, what is it? The word is nigh you. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Go to 1 Corinthians. I'm not even going to say the number, doesn't do any good. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Are you telling me, brother, I can walk with God, the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, by believing and saying the same things that he says? That's exactly what I'm saying to you. Well, that's not it. Who wrote these notes down? Anyway, glory be to God forever. There's a verse of scripture here that I was going to say that says that we are laborers together with God. You ever heard that before? Say, we are laborers together with God. Well, what do you think that means? Laborers together with. Meaning he's got stuff he wants done in the earth, right? And how's he going to get it done in the earth? He needs laborers who will get it done for him. See, he can't just speak directly into the earth. He needs a mouth. That's why in the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak. What did they begin to speak? His words. They began laboring together with him to speak those words into the earth. Are you here? Laborers together with God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 20. For all of the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Say, all the promises of God are yes. So what does God say to the promise of him prospering you? Yes. What about the promise of him healing you?
Yes.
He's already said yes. All the promises are yes. What about youth renewal?
Yes.
His answer is already yes. Well, according to being laborers together with, or two walking together, right? All the promises of God are yes, and in him, amen. What does amen mean?
So it is.
So it is, or so be it. So be it unto me. So God has a promise that he said yes to. Already he gave the promise. How'd the promise get in here? Holy Ghost gave the promise. Why would he give the promise if he didn't say yes to it already? He wouldn't have. But he gave the promise. The promise is here. Now for us to walk with him, who is the promise, we have to say, so be it. Say, I say,
I say
the so be it.
So be it.
He said the promise. Now I have to say the promise is unto me. Now if you say the promise is unto you, you believe it and speak it, you are walking in the same spirit of faith as he is. Are you getting this? We believe and we speak. Mark chapter 11. Almost done here. Get anything out of this? I hope so. Mark chapter 11. And then let's look at verse 22. Did you know I was going to go there? Mark chapter 11. Have I ever preached on this before? Yes, because I preach faith. Are you getting this?
Yes.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. Well, what would the God kind of faith be? Well, we know he is the spirit of faith. The God kind of faith is the kind of faith that believes and says something. Say, the God kind of faith,
the God kind of faith
is the kind that says and believes something, or the kind that believes and says something. That's how God does it. That's how we walk with him. Have the same spirit of faith. Have faith in God. It could have said, have the same spirit of faith. Right?
Yes.
Verse 23, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain or problem, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall what? Believe. So here again we've got the God kind of faith is saying and believing. You say to the mountain and you believe. What do you believe? You believe the words you say come to pass. Say, I believe the words,
I say
come to pass.
Come to pass.
He shall have whatsoever he says. What kind of faith is that? That's the God kind of faith. That's the same spirit of faith as the spirit of faith. That's how we walk with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. I hope you're getting this. One more, Romans. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, and let's look at verse 17. This is talking about Abraham. Let's look at verse 16. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore it is of faith, say it is of faith, that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to that which is of the law, but to that which also is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Well, if this is true, then Abraham had to be walking in the same spirit of faith, or with the Holy Ghost, who is the spirit of faith, and applying the same principle of believing and saying. Let's see if he did. Right? Says the father of us all. You can understand that, right? Verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations. So God said a promise to him, I have made thee the father of many nations before him, or another word for that is like him, whom he believed, even God. So before him, or like him, whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. What was he calling? Things. And he was calling them something that they weren't yet. He was saying things, and it says he believed God. Say, he believed.
He believed.
And he spoke.
And he spoke.
Spoke. Calling things means speaking things which be not as though they were. before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. Are you here? Are you getting this? How did Abraham operate? He operated in the spirit of faith. Well, how long do I have to call things that be not as though they were? Until. That's what Abraham had to do too. Well, if we read on here, it says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So what was he doing? He had something spoken over him, and he had to keep calling it that way until, not being weak in faith, he considered his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Well, this didn't start when he was 100. It started way earlier, right? When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us to whom it shall be imputed. Are you getting this? How is it imputed to us? When we believe and we speak according to the same spirit of faith. You got room for one more. 1 Corinthians. So what is the spirit of faith? Well, number one, it's the Holy Ghost. Say, the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost
is the spirit of faith.
Spirit.
Right? But it's also the likeness of it is believing and speaking. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. What spirit would that be? The Holy Ghost. And what is he? He's the spirit of faith. We've not received the spirit of the world, but we've received the spirit of faith, the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Next verse. Which things also we speak. So in order to receive the things, you have to what? You have to speak the things. If you want the things in the earth, you have to speak the things in the earth. I'm going to say it again. If you want the things in the earth, you don't want to just put it off till heaven. You have to speak the things in the earth. If you want the things in the earth, you have to speak the things in the earth. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. You could put a period there because I'd like to get something across to you. Right? Let's just humor me for a second. Put a period there. I know there's not, you know, any punctuation in the Greek. So why they put that semicolon there, I don't know, but it's there. Right? The spirit which is of God. Period. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we also speak. Mm-hmm. The things we also speak, that we might know the things freely given to us of God. You won't know the things freely given to you of God until you speak it. Are you seeing this yet? That you might know the things freely given to you of God, the things you also speak. If you want to know the things freely given to God, to you of God, you're going to have to speak those things. It's the same spirit of faith. Let me pray for you. Holy Ghost, you are the spirit of faith. I thank you and ask you to quicken people according to your word, according to your faith, that they may speak those things and have those things in direct manifestation in their lives, in the earth today. I ask you to quicken them according to it, and I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, say, in the name of Jesus,
I receive
the quickening of the spirit of faith. In my life, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.